Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Good morning. Welcome to episode 99. 99 episodes. My first number in the NFL with the St. Louis Rams before I got West Nile virus. Yeah. Next week's going to be an eye-opening episode, to say the least. We're going to get real deep on this Matt McChesney animal that's been roaming the earth for 39 long years. It is episode 99 of McChesney Unchained. I'm down here at the Barnes Studio at DNVR. This place is amazing. Get your ass down here and support all your local Colorado teams. It's easily the best sports bar in Denver, so get down here and support right off of Colfax. Check out everything at DNVR underscore sports, obviously, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. We'll be giving you our DraftKings predictions, touchdown scores this week, and also our picks for the AFC and NFC title game. the rant this week is going to be quick and to the point at the end of the show, so don't go anywhere on that. And we have, it's the clarity episode, to say the least. So there's a lot of shit changing out there in the world and a lot of shit changing with the big guy, and that's good. Change is necessary, or you either adapt or die, man. And I'm not trying to go to the box just yet. So let's get this started. Episode 99 rolls. We do not have a guest this week. Last week, the guest situation bit me in the ass, so I'm taking a week off from that. But we will have the great Kyle Turley, a guy that's really inspired me a lot and helped me through some battles in my life. He'll be on next week for our Super Bowl show. And then also, everybody keep checking out the Turning Point. We'll be posting that on Twitter and Instagram and stuff of that nature. But I'm going to start doing – next week we're going to do the AFC or the NFC title game, and then the next week we're going to do the other before the build-up for the Super Bowl. Then we'll break down the Super Bowl, and then this offseason we're going to just pick random, you know, plays from Colorado, UCLA, or whoever, and then the CSU games and certain Bronco games to just keep breaking down stuff the entirety of the offseason, so you get all football all the time here from DNVR and how we do things. And obviously DraftKings brings you that, so that's incredible. All right, so let's roll. Episode 99. Now look, I don't have a bunch of notes in front of me and shit. I don't need it. Like there's four games. I picked the road teams like an idiot. I don't know. I thought 2020 would get weird. It didn't. Aaron Rodgers chopped up what I thought was a really good defense. And they look confused and pissed off, and maybe it will turn them into a great defense next year. But I think that if the Rams ever get a quarterback that can actually move, they might get a ring, because Jared Goff is a statue and he was getting his ass whipped. I got to take my hat off to Billy Turner, man. It takes me back here to why the Broncos ever let 7-7 go, but it's one of the best free agent signings in Packer history, in my opinion. And his versatility is the reason the Packers are probably going to go to the Super Bowl. And I don't know that for sure. I don't even know who I'm going to pick yet, but that game's going to be incredible. But Billy played, you know, right tackle for him all year last year, and some guard because of injuries. And then this year he's played tackle, guard, and now he's starting at left tackle for the injured David Bakhtiari, who I think is the best tackle in football. Colorado Buffalo, that's right. We put him out, bitch. But, you know, Billy's one of my guys. He's Dungeon Family. He's been with me for a long time. I sent him, one of my kickboards. He's like, yo, I'm playing left tackle. I got to get my steps down. Send me one of those kickboards. So I'm like, at FedEx at 6 a.m. a week ago, like, fucking FedExing a kickboard. The guy's looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, dude, just FedEx the shit to Green Bay Packer Plaza, okay? That's the end of the conversation. But it seems to be working, because if you don't hear from the tackles, i.e., did you hear a lot from Garrett Bowles this year other than he's kicking ass? No. If you don't hear from them, they're doing their job. And he was straight locked down on a guy in Floyd and Donald and all those cats in that game. And I just got to take my hat off to Billy and everything he's accomplished. It's pretty cool to see him blossom into the player that he's become. And Denver kind of fucked that one up, didn't you? Yep. But look, the Rams, we'll see what happens with them down the road. I think that defense could be great, but they got some holes to fill still. Aaron Donald wins Defensive Player of the Year, and goddamn, that guy's special. All right, so Tampa goes to New Orleans. This is the lone game I got right all weekend. I think a lot of people did. I didn't see Tom Brady losing three times in a row to Drew Brees in the same year. You know, the 31-0 beatdown on Thursday Night Football earlier in the season. Who gives a shit at this point? I'll take the divisional win every time. Tom Brady, look, I understand we're in Denver. Look, I played for the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Broncos. You're not going to find three franchises that despise the Patriots more than them other than Buffalo. And I didn't play in Buffalo. But those three, I mean, it's deep-seated. Every time you walk in the door, it's like, okay, what's the goal? Beat New England. You know, in Denver, we got to beat New England to get to the Super Bowl, i.e. last time they won the Super Bowl, they had to beat New England in the AFC title game. So those rivalries are real. But I'm going to tell a little story. We're on Monday Night Football when I'm a rookie in 2005, and we're not very good. The year before, the Jets had been a pretty good team, and they had lost on a field goal to the Steelers in overtime in Pittsburgh, or they would have played in the AFC title game. And Herm Edwards was my coach when I was a rookie in New York, and Pennington got hurt at the beginning of the year, and it was shitty. And we were 4-10 when we played the Patriots on Monday Night Football. And obviously, they scheduled this to be a big game. It was the last ever Monday Night Football game on ABC. And I'm playing three technique and nose tackle back before I was a fat offensive lineman. And, you know, we had this, like, Don Capers zone blitz where we stacked the Sam with the safety and, like, we're working on it all week and dropping off to the hot route that they're going to throw and shit. And the first time we run it in the first quarter, I remember we line up. And, the crowd is what it is. They're yelling Jets and shit back when people could go to games. And Brady just kind of walks up to the line of scrimmage and looks out and smiles and walks up and goes, "They're running that stupid-ass zone blitz that they think is tricky." And I look at James Reed, Tank Reed, who I played with, who's now a defensive line trainer in Dallas and Houston area, and great guy, played Iowa State. Your team sucks, by the way, James. I look at him and he goes, "We're fucked." And Tom straight drops back. They pick up the blitz perfectly after he adjusts the call, and he just rifles the ball to Mike Vrabel, of all people, in the back of the end zone. And just seam route. And I'm just like, God, man, this is some bullshit. And I'm like in the back. I have a picture from Monday Night Football of both of us standing in the screen. And I remember him looking at me and go, y'all are 4-10. That's just not going to work. And I was like, good God, this guy's dogging us out on Monday Night Football on a 4-10 team. He can't even take a night off. And that's kind of my point. This guy is a fucking machine. He is a machine. And if you're such an idiot out there that you're a fan of a team and you can't just sit back and respect fucking greatness, you're a moron and you shouldn't watch this weekend, because Rodgers Brady is as good as it gets. It's in Lambeau. It's as good as it gets. It doesn't get any better than that. I cannot wait to watch this football game. And you've got pretty athletic, good defenses, so they can make some plays. I mean, I'm taken back on the amount of hate this guy gets over deflated footballs. Get the fuck out of here. Deflated football, like everybody wasn't doing that, and recording practice, like everybody wasn't doing that either. I mean, are we just the most naive people on earth with this shit? Come on. Yeah, so that's the NFC side. If you're, we'll do the picks on Green Bay and Tampa Bay in the NFC title game as we get into the betting side of this, brought to you by DraftKings a little later in the show. On the AFC side, I was not impressed with Kansas City, but I was impressed with Cleveland. I thought Kansas City would struggle. Honestly, I thought Cleveland could have won the game, but again, dun-dun-dun-dun, the super refs get involved, and they're just making calls that are like, not only are they messing with people's money, but they're messing with legacy at this point, which is, you know, kind of what the playoffs are about. Cleveland is going to be difficult to deal with down the road, especially if they keep adding pieces on defense and Mayfield just plays within himself. I like what the Turds did. It's good to see them back in the playoffs. To be completely honest with you, Mahomes better figure this out, and if he's concussed, Kansas City be fucked. So just keep that in mind. Buffalo, I mean, I picked Baltimore to go in there and just rout Buffalo and run all over them, and they couldn't run to save their lives. I mean, that shit was terrible. They couldn't hit sand if they fell off a camel at that point. It was just – it was hard sledding, to say the least. So if Buffalo's defense plays like that, their offense isn't going to have a 17-point day in Kansas City. The fact that the Buffalo Bills are back in the AFC title game with Josh Allen as a quarterback – who would have predicted that shit 4 years ago? What do you think the over-under on that would have been on DraftKings? I don't know, but it would have been a fucking lot. I'll tell you that. I would not be surprised at all if Buffalo goes into Kansas City and wins. I would not be surprised at all. It doesn't seem like they give a shit where they play. And Kansas City, there's something going on with them right now. And they better figure it out, and their quarterback's concussed. But at the same time, Patrick Mahomes could just go off and do what he does all the time. So one never knows. It's going to be an interesting weekend, to say the least. So, look, let's just get into this at this point and talk about our buddies at DraftKings and how much they support the show and support everybody down here at DNVR. And we'll get our picks in. Obviously, that's a huge part of this. Remember, if you're out there and you're doing a little bit too much, maybe you should step back. There's nothing wrong with that. Step back, take a breath, stop betting so much, or just listen to me, except for last week. Other than that, I've been crushing this shit this year. I mean, down payment on a house shit, crushing. So just saying, you can believe me or you cannot. Your choice. All right, so let's get into this. So our buddies at DraftKings here, all right, you know that it's the playoffs, and we want to talk to you about, yes, that's right, football. So start this weekend, and there's no better place to get all of your action than DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't checked out the app yet, there's no better time to sign up and start cashing in than right now. To celebrate the most exciting time of the football season, DraftKings is giving you a chance to double your money. All it takes is one touchdown to be scored Saturday or in Sunday's football games. That's right. Once you opt in and place your bet, just have to sit back and wait for the touchdown. So, look, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience, which I can attest to. Remember to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code DNVR, the promo code DNVR when you sign up, and you have a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in one of Sunday's football games. That code is DNVR for all the new players. Get a shot at doubling their money. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, you must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Do you have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. So our buddies at DraftKings bring us our picks this weekend. And in my opinion on the touchdown scores, okay, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Don't go digging for, like, you know, putting $100 on the fullback scoring at +450. I mean, if that happens, that's awesome. But let's be real. They're not getting touches. They're there to block. So in my opinion, just go after the guys that you think are going to touch the ball a lot, and that's usually the best way to go. So, look, in the Tampa Bay and Green Bay game, I took both defenses to score. And I don't know why. I just have a feeling. And sometimes my feelings hit and sometimes they don't. But usually they hit at least once a weekend for the last, like, 10 weeks straight. We've hit on at least one bet. And then the Buffalo Bills versus Kansas City Chiefs, I've got Kelce, Diggs, Allen, and Tariq Hill all scoring. And then in the Tampa Bay-Green Bay game, I've got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Devontae Evans all scoring. So if you want to make a little bit of money, I definitely put it on the guys that are going to touch the ball in those games. And then talking about the AFC and the NFC title games and picking the Super Bowl, you know, the road teams are obviously the underdogs, but I'm going to take Buffalo over Kansas City in Kansas City, and I'm going to take Green Bay over Tampa in overtime in Lambeau. And I just think Aaron Rodgers is just going to pull a rabbit out of a hat at the end of the game. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa Bay is right back in the NFC title game next year. If they get an offseason, like, to go do anything but sit in their house and be COVID lockdown, man, I don't know. They've got more weapons, and they're just going to add this offseason. Every free agent's going to go, how do I get to Tampa Bay this offseason? So, you know, I'm pretty excited to watch that game, to say the least. There's a ton of Dungeon family all over the field this weekend. My man Ryan Jensen, probably the most physical center in football, he was absolutely dominating the Saints on Sunday. Dominating. Like, it's not even – he was putting grown-ass men on their backs on the football field and not getting called for holding. That means that you just, like, vice-grip their chest plate, pick their ass up, drop them on the ground, and just subtly say, bitch, and walk back to the huddle. And if that's not the way you play football, man, you're not going to make it in my world. Or his, because Jensen's been Dungeon family since day one. I mean, that's one of my first guys that we started working with. And I personally think the fact that he got snubbed on All-Pro and the Pro Bowl playing on that team with Tom Brady, as good as he played all year, even at guard, is a slap in the face. And I'm so torn on the picks because I got Billy and Ryan going against each other in one game. And then in Buffalo, Kansas City, Big Mike Pinnell, who got a ring last year, who's from Grandview High School, by the way, and another CSU Pueblo guy. Yeah, that's right. CSU Pueblo, Morgan Fox, Mike Pinnell, Ryan Jensen. They just put out dudes, just pros. John Riston down there, he doesn't know what he's doing, right? Yeah, yeah, keep believing that dumb bullshit. That program is stacked. They're going to have a great spring. So I think that I don't know who to root for. Like, I just want to see badass football games, and I think we'll get that. I'm so torn with the Kansas City thing because I want Mike to get another ring, but he already got one last year, and he beat my boy Ben Garland in the Super Bowl last year. It was pretty – I mean, it's shitty for one side, good for the other, but – last year in the Super Bowl, Mike push-pulled Ben real hard on a pass rush move and hit Garoppolo just in the face, and he threw a pick on it, and it was a huge play in the game that helped him win that Super Bowl, and that's Dungeon Family on Dungeon Family Crime. God damn, we got dudes everywhere. Shit. Sometimes I just got to sit back and pinch myself, man. Speaking of 6-0, check out the new facility at 10470 South Progress Way in Parker. And we're probably going to be opening up a new one down in Pueblo as well. I was down there yesterday, so I have a 6-0 South down there to help all those Southern Colorado kids. And you never know. Maybe one day we'll open up in Superior and then just run this motherfucker the way we should. So let's finish out the show here with the Unchained rant. And look, this is going to be very to the point. So let's get this going. The Unchained rant rolls. Look, I have a reason to root for Kansas City because one of my guys plays for him, and I'm not even rooting for him. And if Mike calls me, I'm going to be like, yeah, I hope Buffalo beats your ass. You got a ring next year, or last year. And he'll be like, yeah, fuck you. And I'll be like, yeah, I'll see you in March. We'll do some D-line work. That's the way it works. That's the way players talk to each other. What I'm saying is this. All you Kansas City fans in Denver, where did you come from? You have not been Kansas City fans the whole time. Every time I walk into a store, somebody else has got either a Kansas City face covering or a Kansas City hoodie. I mean, come on, dog. This is Bronco country. This is not Chiefs Kingdom. And if speaking of Chiefs Kingdom, you couldn't come up with like a better slogan than Chiefs Kingdom. Like, has anybody out there seen Let's Go to Prison with Dax Shepard and whoever else is in the movie? I mean, the movie's dumb as shit, but there's like the Nazis in jail. Their call to arms from prison is White Kingdom in the game, in the movie. And every time I hear Chiefs Kingdom, that's all I can think about. Good PR there, dummies. All I'm saying is you're in Denver. Act like you're in Denver. And Bronco fans, every time you see somebody in a Chiefs sweatshirt, say, "Let's go Buffalo." God, I hope they whip that ass this weekend so I can just talk so much shit. But if Kansas City wins, man, they could go back-to-back. Oh, God. So, we got Buffalo and Green Bay in the Super Bowl. Buffalo and Green Bay in the Super Bowl in 2020 season. Doesn't get any weirder than that. At least that's my picks. The Unchained rant is ranted, I guess. We'll have Kyle Turley next week on episode 100. 100 episodes of McChesney Unchained. I can't believe it. Big thanks to everybody at DNVR that makes it possible. Without them, none of this happens. We'll have the great Kyle Turley on, like I said. Check out the new 6-0 facility. It will be up and running full speed February 1st, and we'll be back to dominate the front range. And if you're a parent out there looking for an opportunity, that's what we do. So check out at 6-0 Academy on Twitter and Instagram, and then also DNVR Unchained for the show and all the content. I'll be posting my picks a little bit later, but obviously check it out. Big thanks to DraftKings for all they do to support the show. Thank you very much, folks. Episode 99 is a wrap. 100 episodes coming next week for the Super Bowl preview and the turning point, AFC and NFC title games. Thanks, folks.